Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Today, we have a packed show. We're going to be discussing Nancy Guthrie, as we do every morning in the morning report, and specifically something I've never done yet, and that is focusing really on Chris Nanos, this recall vote. How did he get to this place? How are we clear over 6 weeks into an investigation? How did things get sort of the way they got? And what does this mean when the head of the investigation is making the decisions he is making, which is leading to, the vote he recently got, which is called a no confidence vote. And what does that mean for a case? And I actually have a great example to cite and that will I'll walk us through. But first of all, I just want to say, I really want to start the show with this. And that is, for those of you who have not seen it, I really want to start the show with Savannah Guthrie and her most latest statements on the Today Show. And again, I think they did this in segments. I know a lot of people feel like that is such drama and why are they drawing it out in two different sessions? I mean, at the end of the day, NBC wants to make as much money on this as they can, I suppose. And for advertising and other reasons, they want it to be a two-part section. You know, I don't know. I've never been on that side of it. What does it mean if they do a one-part section that's really long versus a two-part section? So it could be something just like that in their other TV agenda those days that they can't fit it all in. I don't know. I've seen a lot of backlash. I mean, there's just haters everywhere. No matter what you do, what you try to do, there's going to be haters. There's people who are actually saying this is still just a hoax. This is all a setup. That's why nobody can find her, you know, that everybody's faking. It's just so ridiculous. But nevertheless, I really want to start with Savannah Guthrie.
And to think of what she went through. Mm-hmm. I wake up every night, in the middle of the night, every night. And in the darkness, I imagine her terror. And it is unthinkable, but those thoughts demand to be thought.
Yeah.
And I will not hide my face. But she needs to come home now.
Yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to start with that. I mean, it's got to be unbearable. I talked about this on X. For those of you who have lost a parent, you know, I've lost both of mine. I lost my mother many years ago. Actually, right when my daughter was born, I lost my mother. I lost my mother on October 2nd, and my daughter was born in July, I'll just say. And I remember, we literally left the hospital, I think, unlike my first son, within just as fast as we could get out of there. And I have a great husband who stayed back with our other son because they're Irish twins. And thankfully, you know, we had help, but, and just drove up there and sat by my mother's bedside until she passed. And for anyone who has lost a mother, I'm just going to speak about mothers right now, because that's what this case is about, a mother. It's really hard. And my mom, I was adopted as an infant. So she raised me. She didn't have a little thing in my eye, but she raised me. And all that mothers go through, and you really don't realize it until you become a mother. So hard. It really is. No matter how you lose a mother. But I have to say, I just can't imagine losing a mother in this way, with all the questions that remain unanswered. With, as Savannah Guthrie said, just imagining what went on in that home, what went on between Porch Guy and her mother and maybe others. I will say, I'm really convinced he didn't spend that long in the house. I'm convinced of that because of the 212 video, and combined with the 228 disconnection, combined with the 147 is just when it gets disconnected, right? So it took him a little time, and he's such a lollygagger. I'll put him up here again. Every day I'm going to feature the video, which is the main piece of evidence really that exists in this case. I know a lot of people say, well, the DNA is the main piece of evidence, but it is a main piece of evidence, but we don't even know what those profiles are going to ferret out. We just don't. Law enforcement may, because of where the profile was found, where the DNA sample was found. For instance, you know, was it found in her bed? Is it seminal fluid? Is it saliva? Is it a hair? There's all these questions that law enforcement knows that we don't about the DNA that could make that sample stronger. We're going to have a DNA expert. In fact, the expert, Dr. Fitzpatrick, who discovered the use of genetic genealogy, who solved the very first case regarding the use of genetic genealogy. She's going to be on. She's amazing. She's got degrees I can't even pronounce. So I'm really looking forward to having, you know, the grandmother, the architect of genetic genealogy on. She is really amazing. And she's going to discuss with us, you know, the problems that they may be having. And I think that's going to be really important. That's Wednesday at 10. And I wanted to say too, because I saw some feedback, just to digress a little bit, about, hey, Jen, we don't exactly know when your show is coming on. So this is what I'm going to do. 8:30 every morning is going to be our set time, 8:30 Eastern. And that way everybody knows 8:30. Could something come up, you know, the night before? I travel all the time, you know, not quite weekly, but almost weekly. And so sometimes that travel schedule gets in the way. Obviously, if I have a News Nation hit, that can be problematic. I don't do mornings with Julie anymore, so that's not going to be an issue. Other than that, please, everybody, plan on 8:30. I'm planning on having Mac on Monday. Cheryl McCollum, Zone 7. Happy belated birthday, Mac. I think her birthday was yesterday. On Monday, she's been out there. She has a lot to say after visiting there. And so I'm really hoping to have her on Monday. I'm waiting for her concurrence on that. And so anyway, it's hard to open a show with such sadness, I tell you. But I think many of us, you know, as this time goes by, and it, you know, everybody is so focused on Sheriff Nanos. Everybody is so focused on a lot of minutiae, I think. But we need to talk about, what does this no confidence vote for Sheriff Nanos mean? What does it mean that 50% of his department is against him? What does it mean for the Savannah Guthrie investigation? And that's what we're going to talk about. And so I want to put up a couple fellas here. I want to put up the head of the Cajun Navy here. And his name is Josh Gill. They have done a lot for finding missing people, missing children, being boots on the ground, the proper Cajun Navy. In this particular case, as many of you may know, they submitted a 41-page report. I believe it was 41 pages. I had to check for sure. 41-page report regarding their capabilities, their dogs, their drones, the number of bodies, you know, in other words, just the number of people, how they do grid searches, what their plan was. And I mean, it's really, really something to think about. I'm going to talk about them too. I wanted to pull that up here. But they were turned down by Sheriff Nanos. I know many of you know this. I'm just kind of going through, why is this happening to Sheriff Nanos? Because I think out of all the talking heads, if you will, out of all the former law enforcement that are involved in this case, I think I have been most supportive of him because I know how hard it is. It's just so very hard. Yes, I did post the picture very early on about him being at the basketball game because that was just mind-blowing to me, especially in the throes of the first part of the case when you're just snowed under. And I'm sorry, you know, mental health and, you know, he needed a break. And I do know his brother had passed apparently a couple of days before. And for that, Sheriff Nanos, I send you my heartfelt condolences because it's so hard to lose a family member, especially when you're in the middle of an investigation. But this wasn't about his brother's funeral. This wasn't about his brother's memorial. This was a basketball game. And I know a lot of people said, Jen, you know, early on when I posted about that, some people felt like, that's fine. He needs time out. Well, I'm telling you, when you're leading these investigations, other than to go home and sleep, you really don't need timeouts. The FBI would even pay, for instance, in the last missing case that I worked before I retired, they paid for a hotel for me to be up there working that case because I was in charge of that command post for I think I had a 12-hour shift and another supervisor had the other 12-hour shift. I ate, slept, drank. When I went home, I held my children so close because I had one the same age, 6 years old. You don't even think about it. You don't even think about it. And I don't want to focus on this too much, but I just want to talk about how did Sheriff Nanos get to this no confidence vote? And what does it mean for the investigation? So this again is the head of the United Cajun Navy. And people are upset. This is the way I look at it. I understand when you said you're not searching on the acre. If people want to, you know, have their houses or their land searched by these search crews, fine. But, you know, again, he very negatively posted against all of that, very negatively posted against it and discouraged and, in fact, wouldn't allow. So, you know, they're not searching. I just looked today because I saw kind of a mixed report about something. But I looked today, and according to what I saw today, they have never been allowed and aren't allowed to search there. And it's really amazing. And some people say, well, you know, the Cajun Navy really raised their hand after the reward was raised, whatever. I can tell you, these people, the legitimate Cajun Navy, I just don't believe that. They bring so many assets to bear. And even if it is about that, even if it is, say they wanted the $1.2 million because they found her. Who cares? They would be out there doing something positive for the recovery of Nancy Guthrie. Now, this is what is interesting. Early on, when all this came out about the Cajun Navy and about Madres Buscadoras, who also wanted to search, they were the first on scenes, by the way, of all these search groups. They are responsible for literally thousands of people being reunified with their loved ones. They have been around forever. It's these Hispanic women, Mexican women, and they literally just want to help. They want to look, and they've been very, very successful, by the way. And especially if this ends up being a perpetrator who is from Mexico, and these women have this amazing liaison with the Hispanic community as well. Just think of that extra bit of help, resources that have been turned down. I don't just want to talk about these two, although these two are huge, important bodies of things. I want to talk about also EcuSearch. Listen, EcuSearch, so professional, as good as it gets. Just no reason. Even if you just want to search those desert areas. Listen, we know, those of us in law enforcement, we know that so many individuals who are taken, they end up in close proximity to where they are taken from. It stands to reason. Bad guys don't want to have dead bodies or hurt bodies or evidence in their vehicles long. They don't want to have somebody they've kidnapped in their vehicle, no matter the condition, alive or past. They want to dispose, get rid of, otherwise separate themselves from something like a kidnapped victim, someone who is deceased, anything like that. And that's why you see in most cases, the bodies are found in close proximity with where the body was taken from, or where the incident happened, or where the kidnapping happened. They don't want to travel hours and hours and hours. Will some? It happens. But that's not the usual. Remember, though, Mexico's an hour south. I've always said, put her in the trunk, gag, bag. You know, if they went to take her there to actually keep her alive and to hope to get a ransom, if that was their purpose, you know, I'm just saying that's where I would have gone, because nothing is questioned when you go south of the border. You're questioned if you come north from Mexico, but not if you go south of the border. But EcuSearch was turned down. I'm just saying, what in the world could it hurt to have EcuSearch, to have the United Cajun Navy, to have Madres Buscadoras? If I'm saying that right. I think I am. Yes, I am. Buscadoras. What can it hurt to have them searching? Can I tell you what I think could possibly be the reason? And this is so outlandish and so miserable, quite frankly, if this has anything to do with any of these reasons. If it is about ego and about wanting to be the one to break the case, to find Nancy, to find the perpetrators, if any of these decisions are being made by Sheriff Nanos for those reasons, I don't even know what to say at that point. I really don't, except for how far afield can we be if literally we are worried about, I mean, not we, but law enforcement, I always still consider myself law enforcement, all those years working it. If law enforcement is getting clouded in their judgment by concern that they're not going to be the one to break the case, they're not going to be the one to find her, they're not going to be the one that ends up finding Porch Guy. Is that what this is all about? Could that be what this is all about? I could tell you this. That's what his coworkers think. That's what the department thinks. That's what people in this community think. Now, maybe they could just be the loudest. It's possible they could just be the loudest. Thank you, Avery. I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's what a vote of no confidence means and everything else we're hearing about. You know, I posted a picture of Sheriff Nanos driving around, you know, working out, which I think, first of all, I do want to say this. When you're in law enforcement and you're wearing a uniform, you better be in shape. I know most of the people that you see running around as police officers are not in shape. It's terrible. I would say it's probably 70% not in shape and 30% in shape. Those aren't statistics from the Bureau, although I need to look those up because I'm sure there's something that I could find on statistically speaking if people are in shape or not that are police officers. But I can tell you it's bad. In the FBI, it's better than that. I was a fitness instructor for the FBI, meaning the person that, you know, you give them their tests, their evaluation, you help them with any nutritional guidelines and so forth. You go to school to become this. This was one of the other hats I held. It's called an FBI fitness advisor. And nevertheless, when you look back at the FBI, I would say probably a good 50% were always in shape for the battle. And probably 50% weren't very in shape. Now, they might not be fat and overweight, but just not in shape, you know, for a fight. So I don't begrudge anyone in law enforcement, of course, not Sheriff Nanos, because he goes and works out every day and he's seen at the gym all the time. And, you know, you can see him. I've got all these pictures where he's walking, getting into his beautiful white, red, and black souped up Corvette. Nobody should begrudge him that. Look, he makes a great living. He lives in almost a $900,000 house. I mean, he lives in a very, you know, but did he buy it when it was less? Like Nancy Guthrie, she bought her house for, I believe, $89,000, and it's worth just over $1 million now. So is it an appreciation thing? I don't really know. But I don't begrudge anyone. And no, I don't think anybody should begrudge anyone who works hard, saves up for the toys they want, specifically in their later years, because they're not going to be around that much longer. People who have jobs in law enforcement, I mean, they're lucky to live in their 60s, to be honest with you. And I can't tell you how many agents, and I know this is sad and macabre, but, you know, my supervisor, my mentor, many others I worked with, after they get out of law enforcement, they literally cannot adjust. It's hard to adjust being without that adrenaline, being without the important work you're doing, being without, I think, your fellow squad mates, that camaraderie, that brotherhood. Again, feeling a sense of self-worth. I think some people, and they kill themselves. I mean, it's astronomical compared to the rest of occupations in society, how often career law enforcement take their lives after leaving the job. And it's tough in the job. You get hurt, you know, you have injuries the rest of your life. If you're on the streets putting bad guys in jail, I'm not talking about white collar crime. So, you know, all this is to say it's great for a person to stay in shape I'm not begrudging any of that. Or if you've saved up your money for a ritzy house and for a fancy vet, go for it. That's not the issue. I think what the issue is appearances. And that's what I wrote. Well, let me say this, initially appearances. It just looks bad for the investigation if you're spending an inordinate amount of time at the gym, if you're running around town in your vet and you're going to basketball games at the very beginning of an investigation like this. It's a bad optic. And I think that's part of the reason the spotlight was put on him in the beginning. That combined with his horrible messaging. He is not a professional communicator. So I'll preface it with that. Been giving him a lot of leeway early on. Look, he's not a professional. He has a PIO that is literally being paid to be a professional to message to the public. There are companies out there that he could invest in. That's what Chief Fry did over in the Idaho case. He had put his foot in his mouth so many times, and I actually really liked Chief Fry. He put his foot in his mouth so many times that he said, you know, I need help with this. He got a $1 million grant to hire a company to do all the messaging. And I tell you, things went so smoothly after that because they know how to message. They know what's important to say, what's important not to say. They just did a great job. And he was smart to do that. He just did it a little too late. But here we are. You know, he had the spotlight on him for a lot of these reasons. Whether you agree with these reasons or not, I'm just saying this is what at least caused the spotlight. Let me put this up.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I believe SATG is involved. I started with motive and used process of elimination. Guthrie's were heavily invested in Jim's annual gym show. Signal jammers. I don't believe about the signal jammers. I think Nancy woke up on them. It's very interesting. You know what? For you, Avery, I'd like, and thank you so much for the donation. I'd like to do a show on that. I'll do a show on that. But for now, I'm going to stay focused on Chief Nanos, or I'm sorry, Sheriff Nanos.
Needs to do the right thing.
Sorry. So I first wanted to just talk about how did a guy that is just the sheriff over this high profile case, how is the world crumbling down on him? Because it's not just his department, which is the bad part about all this. It's his community. And quite frankly, it's the nation. And anybody who follows this case, social media, mainstream media, it's huge. It's crumbled down on him. So I wanted to take you through it. What got him there? What got him even looking at him? So you start with literally the basketball game opened the can of worms. It just did. It was so soon after the abduction and everybody's like, wait a minute. Isn't he in charge of this? Isn't he running everything? Isn't he the one that everybody has to go to? What is happening here? So that started the problem. And then I've talked about these other things with working out the vet, his high profile. And then you skip to quite quickly the messaging. being an absolute train wreck. And his first, appearance where he says, Saturday night, my officers reported, well, she was eating dinner with Annie and Tommaso, unless there's something we don't know about. I'm just saying his words. And then just very recently in an interview, that interviewer said very specifically, Sunday night when you found out about this, she went missing in the afternoon when she did not go to her church session at a private residence that she had always gone to. So all of those details, I think, make a difference. It's not just that. If you look very recently, when he discusses the 11th, again, you know, he says in a release, and I actually really want to put this release up here. Let me get rid of one of these other items because I won't have room for it in the studio. We're limited to just 10 things, so I have to go fish for it in my library as I speak to be able to put these up. But let me find what he said, because I pointed it out at the time, actually kind of in his court, saying, listen, we can listen to source information because I know the reporters are reporting absolutely what they're told and what they believe. But we know Sheriff Nanos is in the know, so we have to at least give him some regard. And I have also said that when I see something in writing, it's a much stronger statement and testament to his conviction, to what he has to say, than when I see just words spewing out of his mouth. Oh, I don't have this one. I thought I had it. Specifically, it's where he discusses that everybody's just guessing. He puts it in writing. He says, you all are just speculating. There's no time stamps, which I believe. There's no date stamps, which I believe, because I've explained that. That's different than the photographic evidence. And remember, there was nothing on the cloud. They had to go back and look at this. Here it is. I thought I had this. Take a look at this. We are aware that the doorbell images released earlier in the investigation depict a subject in different stages of attire, including with and without a backpack. There's no date or timestamp associated with these images. Therefore, any suggestion that the photographs were taken on different days is purely speculative. Purely speculative. Well, we know it's not purely speculative. We know that the backdrop was much different. That we could see with our eyes. In other words, less moonlight. We know that. Now it's come forward. It is important. Only he speaks out of both sides of his mouth. 1 minute, yeah, we're investigating that. We know early on from every reporter and YouTuber that was in the neighborhood that they were going to neighbors asking about the 11th. And I'm talking about his NBC, his most latest, just I think 2 days ago or so. Maybe it was the 23rd. Don't hold me to that. But where he's literally like, well, yeah, the 11th might be, yeah, they were doing some of us. I just don't understand it. I will never understand why the public can't understand what they need to know to be helpful. In other words, if you tell the public, listen, the 11th is big, shop owners, everybody in the community, please, if you saw anything out of order, if for some reason you were up in the middle of the night and saw or heard something on the 11th, please let us know. I want to hear that on day one that information is known. Just like the bureau director, Kash Patel, right when he got this image, he sent this out to everyone, right? So nevertheless, it's very, very important, I think, for this information to be let out. I know for a fact that these images of Porch Guy, these videos, have been sent to Quantico for evaluation. And so the question is, with that, is where are those enhanced images? I think I've shared with you the times that, for instance, there would be a car and then you'd look at that license and you couldn't make it out. And then I'd send it to Quantico and it'd come back and all of a sudden I can read everything because they can adjust all, you know, video imagery. I guarantee you they have clear images. I haven't posted any of the colored images that a lot of people provided me. And by the way, it's not that I don't appreciate them because I really do. I just want to, I'm waiting on the FBI's to come out because I really like to post the best information and the most, and I'm not saying somebody else who did it would be not credible, but the most credible source we have for the information, right? So for that reason, I've been waiting on the enhanced images for law enforcement to release that. So that's another big problem. So we have the initial look, and then we have Chief Nanos turning down all the agencies, the private search parties that wanted to help in this, which I think could have been critical and probably still could be critical. And then, of course, most recently, and I want to read you this, him thwarting, laying down, hands down, the billboard campaign that we were all thought we should do. I want to talk about that because, you know, it's so interesting. And I'm going to read to you the response that I got back via the Bureau about when I ask about, could we as our true crime community do a billboard campaign to feature Porch Guy, to feature the 1.2 million reasons why people might want to come forward. And then also to write it in Spanish. I think 40% of the population in several of the areas where these billboards are speak Spanish. Why would you not put them who literally are commuting each day? They're not watching social media. They're working their rear ends off. But they see billboards. They see signage along the roads. Makes so much sense to involve them in the discussion. Just really, really does. It really does. And he thwarted that. He in fact said, and I want to get the exact verbiage. Sorry, I was fussing for that. He specifically says, sorry, I'm looking for it. Here it is. He says, please be advised there are no official GoFundMe or any other fundraising efforts associated with the Guthrie investigation. Billboard displays are funded through official channels. Any claims suggesting otherwise are fraudulent and will be investigated. The public is urged to remain vigilant, not to send money to anyone claiming to raise funds related to this case. I know, unfortunately, the grifters sort of lopped on to this idea and started grifting. I was actually just sickened to see that, and really sickened. And, you know, it's just so amazing when, again, just like the Cajun Navy and just like the EcuSearch, Madres Buscadoras, all these people who can help, and this would help. This would help. This is, I think, huge for getting his face, name, and doing it in Spanish and reminding people about 1.2 million. It's just kind of a no-brainer. And for him to send that out to thwart any effort is just unbelievable. I want to read, when I reached out for the Bureau, the message I got in return, in response. And this was the night before the live, when that morning I was so excited. Quote, you are good to go with the billboards. The family had mentioned this to the FBI some weeks ago, and they said they were fine. You are good to go using the hotline number as well. So for anybody who thinks I didn't have a discussion, I did. Because as I said before, if I were the case agent and a private citizen now, former retired FBI agent, wanted to help in this way, I would hope they would reach out to my office just to do that liaison. That's what you do. If you go into somebody else's territory, district, that's what you do. You have to, I mean, even within the Bureau, we have to send an electronic communication and say, hey, listen, so-and-so would like to come. Would you like to join the interview? Are they allowed to? You seek permission. I sought permission. And I got permission. In addition, the only reason I even mentioned a GoFundMe was very simple. And the reason that happened was very specifically in case the assets of the Bureau, which I knew were tied up on all these other billboards with Clear Channel, in case those assets and that allotment of funds was already distributed. And in fact, when I talked to Clear Channel, because I talked to a vice president at Clear Channel, and she advised me that not only were those billboards tied up, but that in fact, the FBI had an additional billboard campaign underway on a completely different case. And they requested that the Bureau email them as to, you know, how to, what should they do? So then I reached back out again. And that's when the whole GoFundMe, I guess, idea blew up, because then the grifters were already online grifting, taking my words, putting them on their pages. And look, I don't know who it is. Everybody wants to say it's JLR. I saw JLR on there. And then I thought, well, why would JLR deep six himself by doing something this heinous? So I thought the person behind at least one of those accounts might not even be him. But who knows? There are so many fraudsters out there. I can't keep up with them. People, I have one account, everyone. I have this YouTube account, and I have my X account. And then I have interns or other staff that are starting to kick back up now, IG and TikTok, that I haven't done anything on since my last intern. I don't run fake. I don't hide behind a fake name. And for those of you who do, I have all the respect of you who do, because I know that you want to be able to voice your beliefs and communication about a case without worrying about everybody knowing who you are, doxing you, hurting you. Because I got to tell you, when you publicly come out, like I have and many others, oh my gosh, you are very much at the focal point of these trolls. And so it's smart, I think, for most people in the true crime community to stay anonymous. I think it's brilliant. I'm talking about the grifters and trolls who are behind the keyboard in their basements, eating Twix, 400 pounds that their whole life is devoted to hurting others, doxing others, deep sixing a billboard campaign that might change, that might make a difference. That's what I believe is a case agent. Look, the FBI knows about this. And if the FBI wants to change it, and if the FBI decides to get up with Clear Channel and change or add, you know, they have a lot of other cases too, by the way. You know, Nancy Guthrie's a big, important case to them. It's the one probably most obviously publicly that they're dealing with, but they're dealing with so many cases and they have other people that they want to put up on billboards. So I get it. I get it when they said, yes, but we're not funding it. I got that. And I've never done a GoFundMe in my life. I just see all these other people, literally so many fraudulent crap out there. People, I mean, there is one guy in Massachusetts named Turtle Boy that literally, he lives off of this. He lives off of grifting, off of begging for money. He even has an Amazon wish list that he sends out. Just absolute grifter, begging for money every day. This was actually going to be so legitimate. Whatever that number was, $4,000, let's just put out there and ask for help. But Joel, actually, when I was on STS, he said, no, Jen, you know what we should do? You and I should just do a fundraiser for it. You and I will do a fundraiser on our show. We'll have a show together. We'll get a great panel. We'll just do a fundraiser and people who want to donate. Now, listen, this was where the rub came in and it was huge. The big rub came in because I think the family was absolutely targeted and maligned. You know, why is somebody worth $40 million asking for a GoFundMe? They had nothing to do with that. This was something within our community, within the true crime community, within the X following, with you all on YouTube, that when I put this idea out here, which is probably 2 weeks ago now, everybody was like, yes, yes. And some people had some great ideas, like to put a QR code on there so that people could actually hit the QR code and this video that we're looking at right here would come up. Pretty cool idea, so that you can see the movements. You could see that ring. You could see kind of the little bit of bow-leggedness. You could see that eye that goes in. You could see those eyebrows that are manicured. You could see the mustache that fits well above the lip. You know, all those details. No one, I believe, has seen Nancy Guthrie since she was abducted. No one. So to put her face up there, other than, I mean, this is who we need to see, because he can lead to Nancy, and it's got to be in Spanish, and you got to have the 1.2 million reasons why somebody might want to come forward. Because it might not be that person that wants to come forward that's convinced. It might be a relative of theirs that says, girl, $1.2 million. Give me the information and I'll come forward for a split. Just give me $100,000. You keep the other 1.1. When I get it, I'll give it to you. You got to have the money out there on these billboards. People, millions and millions and millions would see these billboards, much more than see any of these channels. Even the best channel is, you know, maybe going to have 100 to 200,000 views. Maybe. You know, maybe 300,000. That's it. And nobody that is Spanish are watching these channels. You know, Megyn Kelly has a huge following, but there's no one that speaks Spanish that's watching Megyn Kelly that nose porch guy. It's just not going to happen. It's not like in the Idaho case. I'll never forget somebody sending me the different shows when they pulled and released the information about who Brian Koberger was watched. And I couldn't believe, right in the middle of the 6 or 8, was me. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. But I speak English and he speaks English. This guy is not watching. I don't believe social media or mainstream media, other than to maybe keep up with where things are at. But the people who might know him, if they are Spanish, I'm Spanish, so I'm not trying to malign anyone. I'm just saying what I see, and what I see by the places that the FBI decided to put these billboards up initially, which are high, concentrate Hispanic areas. Houston, oh my gosh. Albuquerque, I think there's a sign. Southern California, Arizona. So, nevertheless, were on Chief Nanos, and this was one of the endeavors Chief Nanos wanted to stop most recently. So he stopped all searching. Why? I came out and said this publicly, and it was featured in various things. I said, listen, maybe they already know where she is. You know, maybe they already know where she is. And so they're like, we don't need searching. We already know she's in Mexico, in other words. So they didn't want to. This is what I said at the time. Maybe the reason they're pushing EquiSearch and or EquiSearch, I want to say it right, Madres Buscadoras and Cajun Navy away is because they know she's not here. They already know that information, that she's in Mexico or that she's someplace else. Their investigation is leading them to do that. So everybody, I said at the time, let's not be too harsh on law enforcement, because they know 99% more than we know, and they may know that she's not here, that she's south of the border. And why is that important? Why this is important is because Chief Nanos, he does not want to afterwards it come out that he knew that the perpetrators and the people took her across the border to Mexico. I'm just using this as an example, or wherever it might have been, and that he is wasting the time, money, expense, all this effort for people to search where they know, where he knows they're not. Can you imagine that backlash? That'd be huge backlash. Oh my gosh, the Bureau and Chief Nanos knew that she wasn't anywhere near that desert. They knew she'd been taken someplace else. And they wasted all that with that knowledge. So that was initially what came to me, because it made no other sense. It made no other sense that Chief Nanos could do that. None. But now, as I watch the moves this guy is making, did I recognize this? Really quick, Karen, thank you so much. I get so angry when I start to watch a video that you are featured in, only to find out that you aren't a guest and they are just using you. Aww. I know. It's okay, though, because I tell you what, in all these cases, this isn't about me. This isn't about anybody else. It truly is about finding Nancy Guthrie and bringing the person or people who did this to prison, to be held accountable. That's what this is about. You know, that's what this is about. Let me see here. I'm going to put her back up on stage. Kara says, Jennifer, you should do your show in English and Spanish, because someone who knows him might see this, or local TV in local communities. You know, that is such a good idea, Kara. I actually really like that idea. I really, really like that idea. Maybe what I will do, I tell you, maybe what I will do is hire or otherwise find a good translator, because I am sure, oh gosh, I'm going to have to do another show today. I knew she was going to have a show out, because I know it's a great idea. And mira, yo hablo español, pero no perfectamente. And in esta situación, for those of you who are Spanish, es muy importante que todos los detalles están perfecto. In other words, what I just said there, I speak Spanish, yes, studied it all through college, spoke it in the Bureau, had Spanish-speaking only informants. But this, in this case, it has to be perfect Spanish. And my Spanish, and I said down to the detail, it must be that perfect. But I like that idea. Let me see what I can do about, at least on my podcast, having it translated to Spanish for the podcast, because I think the podcast also is a much broader reach than YouTube, because YouTube, you're in front of a computer, you're watching, but listening in your car, being able to overhear it. I love that idea. Thank you, Kara. Yeah, I need to get on ASAP. I will take a look. Listen, that's what we've all been saying. I saw another several agents, one in particular, I won't say her name, that said, oh, I think they're right on the path. I can tell you, they are not on the path. They're not on the path. I can tell. I can tell even through the contact when I asked them about doing the billboards. Listen, if they knew exactly who this was, they would not say, yes, get these billboards up, which, by the way, they completely supported. Where everything went wrong was when I mentioned the dreaded words GoFundMe. I don't even like to mention them. I've posted two GoFundMes in, I believe, only two in the whole time I've been in social media and on X. Two. One was a kid up in New York that was in college on his campus, and for no particular reason, gang members, thugs, beat him within an inch of his life. His parents had no particular funding. This was the sweetest kid. He was absolutely, I don't know how he lived, but slowly he started finally coming around, you know, then finally opened his eyes, then finally could drink from a straw. I did one GoFundMe for him. And that was somebody who absolutely deserved money and who absolutely I wanted to help I will give him a call. We have a relationship. We text each other. I'll give him a call on who he uses. If not, I'll find somebody. I mean, my whole family speaks Spanish. I'll get one of my cousins. I'll ask them if they'll come on and do it. And they're amazing. Actually, I wanted to let you all know. My niece and her husband. Has anybody, let me know in chat. I'm totally digressing. And then I'm going to do another show today as soon as I see what Savannah said. But I know this. I know they know nothing. They do not have the pointer. I've been saying that for a long time. I said they know a lot. They have a lot to look into. They don't have the pointer. Because if they did, they would be, as I said yesterday, I think Mach 1000 in their vehicles headed to a location of the person that they thought was responsible, just like we saw them do in Rio Rico and in the place that was about 2 miles away from them. They don't have it. So I believe that all to be very true. Let me see. Want to make sure I don't leave anything else out. I will get on and review her exact statements, but I just want to say I'm not at all surprised and at all. I think anybody in law enforcement pretty much knew that that's the reality because we're not seeing progress. That doesn't mean the case won't be solved. I am sticking by my guns. This case will be solved. It's going to be solved by the public. And that's why I'm so convinced that doing a proper billboard campaign, not with the victim who nobody has seen since January 31st. Nobody's seen her since January 31st, but the perpetrator or perpetrators. More photos, more billboards, more flyers of this man have got to be out there. You, the public, will solve this. It's like with Rachel Morin and so many other cases. There's too many. Why? You know, this is what I'd like to say, and this is old school bureau in me. The America's Most Wanted. Why did that come out? Why do we have FBI America Most Wanted posters? It's a very interesting history. It's because the idea was hatched and they realized, wow, putting up FBI Most Wanted posters in post offices and in grocery stores and anyplace else, and now, of course, online and on billboards, it works. That's why they do it. That's why the Bureau has an ad campaign for most wanted pictures to get it out everywhere. This should be out everywhere, certainly in the Tucson, Phoenix, Arizona, and those billboards are important. I'm beating a dead horse with that. I don't know if Joel and I will get together to do a show. It was Joel's idea, and I thought it was a great idea. I wish I would have thought of it. Then I would have never mentioned the words GoFundMe, and then I wouldn't have had the backlash, and the family wouldn't have had the backlash, which caused, I think, at least in part, Nanos coming out with that. Although I will say, is Nanos just more concerned with finding the individual and doesn't want anybody else to break the case? Certainly doesn't want a group of true crimers and people who follow this case to have that billboard be what broke the case. They don't want EcuSearch finding anything. They don't want Madres Buscadoras. They don't want the Cajun Navy. All I can say is this, if that is truly what is going on here, if that has anything to do with the decision-making here, I've really lost faith in, I've really lost faith in law enforcement. So, all right, everyone, that's it. I wish this were an uplifting show today. It's a show about a guy, Chief Sheriff Nanos, who led this investigation, who has pretty much failed at each stop. An investigation that is not cold. Remember, the definition of cold is you don't have any leads. It's an investigation that has no pointer. It has no insight. And they happen. It doesn't mean it won't be solved. It's going to take a lot of time. But, you know, I said 6 months. We'll see if I end up being wrong. I said 6 months. I said that back in February sometime. So we'll see if they meet that bar. As far as what this means to the investigation, because I want to end with that, where I started, what does it mean when you have a leader who is leading an investigation, but you have half of your troops that don't have any confidence in the leadership? And it might be more than that, but those others are just terrified to say anything, that they're going to end up on a desk job like that sergeant who used to be Sheriff Nanos' supervisor that we've heard about, who heard speak, and they're worried about literally answering phones as the most highly, or the guy who's been in the office more than anyone, who used to be Sheriff Nanos' boss, who's now, in Sheriff Nanos' wisdom, has him literally operating a phone bank, you know, when phone calls come in. That should be done by a clerk. That is what they are trained to do. And he's trained to do much more than that. He's trained to be in the field. He's trained to lead that sergeant. I mean, he's trained to lead investigations and to lead folks. He's a sergeant. He's been there longer than anyone. That is the kind of thing that I'm saying that trickles down. And so now you have somebody that maybe himself would have done something that could have broken this case. That sergeant I'm talking about with all his years, maybe he would have been the one with the idea. Maybe he would have been the one to run something down. You know, Sheriff Nanos, Bureau, please do the right thing. Change the signs. Nanos, since you peed on everybody's billboard parade, then you do it. Do the right thing. You break it. None of us care about breaking it. We care about it being broken. We care about the guy off the streets. Do you, Sheriff Nanos? Because that's the problem we have here, is you have people losing confidence in him, the community losing confidence in him. And when you add all of that together, that makes for a investigation without proper leadership is going to have a lot of issues when it comes to getting solved. Already, I don't know if it can be properly adjudicated. In other words, whenever they do find him because of what happened with that crime scene, I don't know how it's going to, a case could possibly stand up in a court of law other than what was found in the first go round. So everyone stay on it, keep her name out there. Write the FBI, write Sheriff Nanos. Yeah, I know he lied on the record, all of that. He said he was there 2 years, longer than he was. He didn't talk about, you know, why he got in trouble, which this has nothing to do with lying. He just lied about getting in trouble. What he did was he took a handcuffed person. This is according to the statements, and beat him, a handcuffed person with a flashlight. I just have news for everyone. A handcuffed person, and I know y'all know this, I have news for Mr. Nanos. A handcuffed person is not capable of defending himself. And moreover, he's not any threat to you, Sheriff Nanos. So that's why you got in trouble. And that's why you had to leave. And you should have disclosed that. And if you wanted to say, mea culpa, I had anger management, I was never charged, that's really not how it went. There was no body worn camera back then. That's just what he says. This is what I say. This is what my, and fight it. You know, do that. But you got to be honest. Got to be honest. All right, everyone. I love the yellow hearts. I know I'm totally out of yellow, so I just kind of rehashing. This was my yellow for Nancy. This is my black for Nanos underneath. You know. Anyway, it's a disappointing case. I probably will do another live as soon as I have a chance to review all of Nancy Guthrie's current statements. Everyone, until next time, may justice be served.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.